listener production.
Hey, it's Lizzie Weiger with you. RSL Queensland's president and veteran says the power of community support on Anzac Day is indescribable for those who have served. Australians and New Zealanders who served and died will be remembered when dawn services commence across North Queensland tomorrow. Major General Stephen Day AM says seeing the community stop and reflect is a solace to surviving veterans and their families.
I think what it does also for those of us who have been to war, it makes us reflect on how lucky we are to come home, but that we have an ongoing obligation to those who are left behind.
Police are on the hunt for the occupants of a vehicle allegedly involved in a hit and run. A 19-year-old Vincent man has sadly died after he was riding a dirt bike along Dalrymple Service Road in Heatley around 4:40 p.m. yesterday when he collided with a dark-coloured Holden Commodore. Police allege the Holden Commodore fled the scene after the crash and the vehicle was later found abandoned in Kerwin. Police are appealing to witnesses of the incident to come forward as the search for the occupants of the Commodore continue. And the recommendations of the recently disbanded Youth Justice Committee are being considered by government. The report has 60 recommendations on how to address youth crime, including increased transparency to the Children's Court and addressing police staffing and attrition. Deputy Premier Cameron Dick says now they've got the report, they can get on with the task at hand.
We're a government that's focused on action and delivering for Queenslanders. That's why it was so important to receive that report so we can get on with keeping Queensland safe.
Taking a look at local sport, the First Nations Festival of Netball returns to Townsville for its second year, led by former Australian Diamond Sharon Finnan-White OAM. The festival focuses on inclusivity and talent development and aims to produce opportunities for Indigenous players, coaches and umpires to shine. The Townsville City Netball Association's three-day event begins on May 10.